You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are going to finish our discussion with some of your calls from the previous hour on certain symptoms that you may be having that doctors could be misdiagnosing, as we discuss this report saying most of doctors' lawsuits and malpractice claims are because of misdiagnosis, failure to diagnose, delay of diagnosis. We're also going to be talking about, I was really upset when I saw this. One of the bombing suspects has been living on welfare for years, even though his wife was working. The older brother to Marlon looks like has been collecting welfare or had been collecting welfare for years, stopped months before the bombings. Maybe that's why he got mad. I don't know. Obviously, we need a reboot of That's Our System. The Rock is recovering from an emergency hernia surgery. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, so handsome. Not sure if he was lifting weights when it happened. We're going to investigate that. You can now e-hail a cab. Rather than standing out there and waving your arm, you could actually e-hail a cab. Pretty cool stuff. Also, we got some cool stuff, I guess, in terms of flying. You could actually buy somebody else a drink in another row. You know, maybe if you want to hit on them, you know, kind of like, you know, rather than meeting people in a bar, meeting people on a plane. So that's kind of cool. But we got a lot of cool stories to talk about, but never too cool to take your calls. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this report had come out saying that diagnostic errors seem to be the biggest reason why doctors are getting sued, as opposed to what we think in the media, you know, having a leg cut off, the wrong leg cut off, the wrong breast biopsied, the wrong man's prostate. Yeah, those things, you know, they make the headlines because they're, you know, big stories and they're huge stories. But though, you know, doctors aren't doing that every day. The reason why there's so many lawsuits. You know, for example, somebody was asking me about tattoo removal and laser tattoo removal. Well, I didn't realize that, I mean, we know cosmetic surgeries are on the rise and you have a lot of non-medical professionals doing a lot of these types of surgeries. We'll try to talk about that this hour too. But, you know, some of you have asked about the scarring that could happen from these laser tattoo removals. Absolutely. That's always a risk. I mean, if you have a tattoo, you know, I mean, nothing's going to make the skin look like the way it did before. Okay. Remember, you know, tattoos are permanent ink. Yes, there are laser, type, tattoo removals that, from what we understand, are fairly safe, but scarring could be a side effect. And doctors are actually getting sued, medical directors of these medical spas, etc., because somebody has a scar after using the laser tattoo removal. Well, you know, sometimes that just happens, you know, or you will react and maybe get hives or something else and you could scar in other places. And so, you know, when doctors are getting sued, they're getting sued for anything that could go wrong, and anything that might have been, let's say, overlooked. Now, keep in mind, doctors are humans, and I know there's been a lot of discussion about having robots and software, you know, tested to match if they could think like a doctor does. I'm not really a huge fan of that. I understand people make mistakes, but I just do not trust computers. What happened the other day? AP News was hacked, saying that the White House was bombed and Obama was injured, and then the stock market starts to crash. I was seeing patients at the time. I didn't know any of this was going on until I read the news later that I guess, you know, Twitter accounts of AP News and other, I think even the White House was hacked. I don't trust computers. I don't trust that you know, all our information is safe and untouchable by hackers and idiots out there. So as far as I'm concerned, no, I don't really want to think that I'm turning on a computer that's supposed to be doing something life-saving, you know, and then possibly being life-threatening. So, no. But one of you had over the break called in when we were switching hours, you know, going into the next hour, asking about a chronic cough that you have. You're a smoker, having a chronic cough. Of course, if you want to call in, we're online right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What should the doctor be doing to make sure this isn't cancer? Now, when we talk about failure to diagnose, all right, or diagnostic errors, a lot of times what we're talking about is somebody coming in with a simple sore throat, a simple bronchitis, a simple UTI. So you get treated like any other simple bronchitis or bladder infection, you know, allergy issues. And it actually was a very early symptom of something worse. All right. Like, for example, you know, Patrick Swayze died of pancreatic cancer, horrible cancer, very vicious cancer. But, you know, what was his original symptoms? I mean, did he just have heartburn? And, I mean, did he go to the doctor and be checked out for heartburn? And that's all it was considered at the time. Remember, a lot of bad things don't look bad all of a sudden, like a heart attack or stroke could. A lot of times, you'll have some very early symptoms. So our caller had asked about, you know, this cough that she has. Well, anybody who's a smoker that has a cough, I do think you should have some sort of lung cancer screening. Now, according to the American Association of Family Practitioners and many other medical groups, there is no true screen for lung cancer. A chest X-ray is not considered a screen. I agree with that. I don't think it's an adequate screen, which is why when some health groups started discussing CT scans and using CT scans to screen smokers, that's kind of more up my alley. But still, CT scans are kind of expensive. So if I have a person whose cough has not gone away and we're talking, you know, weeks to months and they're a smoker, hell yeah, I'll get a chest X-ray to start. Then I'll probably try to culture their sputum, making sure there's no bacteria in there. I'll probably check them for tuberculosis. Why not? Do a TB test. I'll probably do some spirometry to make sure this isn't something like chronic asthma. I'll try treating them for acid reflux, which could cause chronic cough. And then I may even get a lung specialist involved. All right. But when do you do this? And with Obamacare coming up on us fast, What are doctors supposed to do to not failure to diagnose? And what should you as a patient do to make sure you're getting something looked at? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 888-686-2237, extension 130.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Some other stories I want to try to hit this hour is how we are seeing many people who were September 11th first responders back in 2001 now suffering from cancer. So we want to talk about that link. Also, some restaurants are considering putting on the menus how far you'll have to walk to burn off what you're eating, as opposed to just putting calories down. Maybe they need to actually convert into more practical terms. So we're going to talk about that too. A lot we're going to try to squeeze into this hour, but this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we had started discussing in the previous hour, which we're going to finish up in this next segment, is what do you do as a patient to protect yourself from these diagnostic errors, quote unquote? If doctors are being sued left and right, not for cutting off the wrong leg, not for coming to work drunk, but for diagnostic errors or failure to diagnose, I'm not telling you this because I want you guys to feel sorry for us doctors. What I want is for you to be proactive and to work with your doctor so nothing does get missed. That's my job as your radio doc. So, you know, let's say, in, you know, with the caller that had the cough, okay? It's very easy for many of you to always see a different doctor. One of you had written me a few months ago saying, Dr. Dahlia, how am I supposed to have a relationship with my doctor where every time I go into the clinic, I see a different nurse practitioner? You know, a lot of you live in a scenario, live in a city or have a type of health insurance where you go to a certain clinic and you're just seen by everybody there. And you don't have one consistent physician or one consistent nurse practitioner or one consistent physician assistant, provider. That is tough. That then puts it all on your shoulders to connect the dots. Okay? You know, I used to work in quick care, and I loved working the quick care part of it because I liked ER, and I had a lot of experience in ER, and I love ER medicine. All right? And I guess one of the reasons why maybe I found it to be very easy is because I only had to deal with the here and now. I didn't have to really connect the dots too much. I wasn't there to diagnose cervical cancer or diagnose prostate cancer. I was there to sew people up. I was there to treat a heart attack. I was there to treat pain. I was there to treat the here and now. Yet going to urgent cares, all right, could be a disadvantage to you if you have these symptoms that just keep coming back and not going away. And many people that are later afflicted with cancer, etc., many of them say, well, either I went to my doctor for the same thing and all we did was treat with antibiotics or whatever, or they said, I never really saw one consistent doctor. I kept going in and doctors just kept giving me antibiotics because it was a different doctor every time. So then your job as a patient, I'm not saying it's your fault, but, you know, if we're going to have a type of healthcare system with Obamacare taking over where there's going to be very little access, very little medical providers out there, you know, more mid-levels taking over, being told by insurance companies or whatever government policy or public option that later takes over, and trust me, it's going to take over, saying, you know, look, don't order a fancy expensive test. Somebody has a cough, just treat the cough. You're not going to have a lot of people just, you know, going, okay, wait a second. I haven't seen you now for a few months. This is the third time you came in here, huh? You know, whenever I have a new medical provider that we're training, I tell them, look, take the time you need with that patient because you are going to have to review what's been done. And if that person has seen you for the fourth time this year for a sinus infection, you may want to get a sinus doctor involved, or you may want to CAT scan the sinuses, look a little deeper. If somebody has had three bladder infections in the last 3 months, maybe something's going on. All right. And so, you know, any of you that have, you know, a cough that just doesn't seem to go away, you know, and you end up being in some sort of a healthcare system such that you're just seeing a different provider each time and all they want to do is give you an antibiotic, stop them, you know, and say, look, I don't know if there's something else going on. This is the fourth time, you know, count. Let them know the numbers. There's certain trigger words, red flag words that should, you know, cause your medical provider to kind of stop and think laterally. And one is, this is the fourth time I've come in, or this is the fourth time I've had this in X amount of time. Could there be something deeper going on? All right? Ask that. And then let the doctor prove to you that there isn't. All right. Now, I understand doctors' hands are tied. A lot of you physicians tell me what's been going on in your particular area. It's some scary stuff. ER doctors can't order CAT scans because if they come back normal, they get dinged and penalized. Many insurance companies aren't paying for the CAT scans. They aren't paying for the referrals. Okay, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. But just because an insurance company doesn't allow it doesn't mean the patient... there's a lot of double negatives. Doesn't mean the patient does not deserve at least the thought process or the recommendation. Right? And so if you have somebody that has a chronic cough, they've had 4 or 5 antibiotics, you don't think it's reflux, acid reflux, you don't think it's their medication like the ACE inhibitors, benazepril, Zestril, enalapril, Altase, one of the medicines and Lotrel, that could cause a chronic cough. If you've ruled all that off, you don't think it's asthma, I would get a chest x-ray, maybe a CAT scan, maybe some sputum cultures, maybe a pulmonary doctor. And if the insurance says no, it's your job as a medical provider to sit down with the patient and go, this is what I think you need. Get a second opinion if you need to. I don't mind. I mean, I tell patients all the time, I go, look, don't spend money on me then. Okay, these are things I need you to do. If you could find somebody cheaper to go to, if you could, you know, fine. But please take my recommendations to where you think you could get these tests done. If your mother back in Ohio says she'll pay for the tests, then fine. Go to Ohio, but these are my recommendations. And maybe do that as a patient. Go, you know, look, I've been having heartburn for years. What should I be thinking about? What should be the next step? If this doesn't get better, doctor, what should I be doing next? Oh, well, the insurance won't cover it. I'm sorry. Or Obamacare's coming into play. Let's say this was a perfect world and we didn't have Obamacare. All right. Let's say I was your mother. I know you treat all patients as if they're your family members. But if I was your mother, if I was your sister, what advice would you be giving me right now? Well, honestly, I'd be worried that you could be starting to develop some, you know, esophageal cancer because you've been having heartburn for years. I would probably want you to get scoped, and I wouldn't care if insurance pays for it or not. Then thank you. That's the advice I need. Okay, you guys are allowed to do that. And I think your doctor will appreciate the fact that you want a plan. You know, I'll have patients that'll have chest pain. And some of you guys will pop your nitroglycerin. Okay, and that's great. That doctor set you up with nitroglycerin for angina. All right, you were in the hospital. The hospital said your heart was fine, but you really haven't followed up with the cardiologist. All right, so then you come to me or you come to your doctor going, all right, so now that I have the nitroglycerin, does that mean every time I have chest pain, I just take this and I don't have to go to the hospital? Well, not entirely. Okay? You know, I mean, most of you guys kind of ask, so what am I supposed to do if I have chest pain, shortness of breath, shoulder pain, neck pain? Do I now know I'm completely clear? Do I keep going to the hospital? What is the plan? Asking your doctor, asking your specialist to sit down and come up with what is the plan, I think is brilliant. All right? Because what are you supposed to do at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night? Okay? Do I call you in the middle of the night? I mean, that's always great. If you want your doctor to give you a plan, don't threaten or blackmail, but you're going, look, so I don't call you at 2 in the morning on a Saturday night. If this pain does come back again, what do you want me to do? Now, some of them will say, call me. Call me. I want to know. Awesome doctors that do that. Awesome. Some of you will say, look, okay, I don't want you to panic, but if you do start to have the pain, these are the things I want you to do. When you go to the hospital will call me. I'll come down and see you right at the hospital because obviously I can't open up the clinic at 2 in the morning. So, I mean, have them come up with a plan. You know, a lot of you have been having gallbladder issues, and you think it's a gallbladder. You're having pain in the right upper abdomen. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about how to prevent diagnostic errors, quote unquote, that allegedly happen and are the cause of multiple lawsuits with doctors, and what you can do to protect yourself as a patient and help the doctor think about some of these things so things don't get missed. Many of you are having gallbladder issues. And when you have these gallbladder issues, you get it examined, you get an ultrasound done, and the doctor says your gallbladder is fine. And you're like, wait, really? Or you do have gallstones. You have gallstones sitting there, and the doctor and you have no idea if it's the gallstones acting up or not. Well, a lot of times what I do is I have a surgeon take a peek at you. And then you and the surgeon come up with a plan. And sometimes the surgeon's like, you know what, I think your gallbladder needs to be taken out. But if you don't want to take it out now, this is what I want you to do next time you have pain. Very easy. Excuse me, simple to do. See, I'm having reflux now. Or those hiccups. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about our terrorists being given welfare. When we come back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice, And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. Both of these are free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. I know some of you are like, why would I want to listen more than I have to? Because you learn a lot. There's a lot you guys get. So I want to squeeze us in as much as we can in each hour. But some of you guys only get to listen to an hour. Interesting. We also got some scoop. Secret to getting a pay raise is not asking for the money. I want to try to get to that as quickly as possible. Ryan writes, Dr. Dahlia, who was the third suspect in the Boston bombing. They're bringing up a third suspect. I don't know. We've been hearing about this guy, Misha. I'm hoping by the time I finish this particular segment, I could look up to see if we have any more information. But from what we understand, there is, I think family members had said that Tamerlan, the older brother, the 26-year-old who has already been killed in the firefight, was, I guess, friends with, I guess, a Muslim convert known as Misha. I guess he had red hair. I don't know. And, I don't know too much about this guy, except they think this is the one that influenced the older of the two brothers. I get a little nervous when we kind of have this, where's Waldo type of thing going on, like, you know, Osama bin Laden. I mean, was Osama bin Laden the same Osama bin Laden, you know, all these years? Or was Osama bin Laden five different guys? You know, and so I don't know who this Misha is, or does Misha represent five guys, but the third person that I heard them talk about was this, quote unquote, Misha. So I don't know. Not the most manly name, but, that's all we know about that. Now, what we did receive over the last couple days is that Tamerlan, the older brother, was living off of welfare for years. From what we understand, he wasn't working. His wife was doing some home health type work, working about 80 hours a week from what we understand. And, they were collecting welfare benefits until finally in 2012, they were booted off the system. Either somebody found out that somebody was working, or I don't know. We're assuming it's been for years, but nobody's disclosing how long, because I'm sure people are questioning how the government could let this one slip through the fingers. Okay? Now, you know, from what we've seen in the photos, Tamerlan seemed to be a pretty, you know, healthy-looking male, pretty capable of doing a variety of different type of work. Right? You know, didn't he drop out of school? And then, you know, so, you know, finding that, you know, he was on the government, payroll, always is concerning, okay, to those of us paying taxes and, you know, putting our money towards what we think is a good cause and, you know, helping people that really deserve it. A lot of people on welfare are deserving. I mean, they're there, they're in a financial funk, they have problems. That's exactly what welfare is for. You know, intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, it's there to help those people that can't work. And then you look at somebody who was probably sitting on the couch planning the bombing while he was getting our hard-earned money. Just infuriates me. I just, you know, I love our country, but I'm really ticked off at the way our government handles things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting, all right? Secret to getting a pay raise, all right? According to one expert, they say is you don't ask for anything. They say the best way to boost your pay, right, is to ask your employer for nothing at all. You know, that always works in a relationship. Honey, what do you want for your birthday? You know what? Don't. Your love and, you know, your being my husband is a gift enough. Okay, see, I always say stuff like that, and then my gift is really, really good. But if I say, oh, I want a soap on a rope, I'm just going to get a soap on a rope. You know, so we've already learned this technique. But apparently Brooke Allen, I'm not sure where his expertise is, okay, claims he hit upon a formula that goes beyond win-win. He successfully negotiated the best deal of his life, asking for a salary of $0. He says his give-give approach, which he says encourages employees and employers to care about each other, involves the starting point of offering the most and asking for the least. I guess he spent 30 years working as a trader, hedge fund manager in the securities industry, all right? And I guess he accepted a job that came with a bonus guarantee, working for a unit that I guess it doesn't work anymore. He was paid both a guarantee and a severance, and I guess he thought he could just live on the bonuses. I don't know. But, despite what this guy was successful in or what this guy was not successful in, he's got a point. You know, when I have an employee that, asks, I need a raise or whatever, Okay. And, you know, when I asked, sure, you know, what's going on? You know, you've been here, you know, a couple months. You know, is everything okay? You know, are we underpaying you? You know, whatever. You know, oh no, I just deserve it. You know, I do much better than Mary and I do much better than, you know, Patricia and I do much better. You know, and you notice, you know, whenever somebody asks me for a raise, I notice that some of the other staff that haven't asked are a lot of times more deserving. And so if I do give that person that's asking me a raise, I usually give the other ones ones too. Now, I'm sure over the years, you know, some of the, you know, ladies figured out that, okay, well, just one of you go and ask, and then the rest of us will get, so we don't have to individually ask. But usually, you know, we do something. I mean, I know the recession has you know, really put a damper on things, but usually whether it was Christmas time or mid-year or whatever, you know. But I find that some of the most deserving people, they don't ask. All right. Now, it's very easy to forget about them, sometimes flying under the radar. But, you know, how do you ask for a raise? Okay. Now, I think I've worked on multiple jobs, waiting tables, secretary, marketing, human resources, teaching. I've done a variety of things. And, you know, I was always afraid. I don't like to ask for stuff. You know, I always feel blessed with what I have and I don't like to ask. But I think I remember I wanted to buy a car and I didn't have a car and I found something with no air conditioning. It was a clunker and I wanted to buy it. And so how I asked, okay, wasn't, can I, you know, get a raise? Can I make more money? It's, you know, what can I do to increase my salary? This is the problem I have. Okay, I think what you're paying me is a phenomenal wage, right? I think I was making $4.15 an hour at the time. This was mid-90s, and you know, I'm like, you know, I'm grateful for that, but I need to, you know, make a payment. I'm trying to support myself, car, etc. What can I do? Can I work extra hours? Can I try and work overtime? Is there another job I could do so I don't go into overtime and you have to pay time and a half so that I could be working two separate jobs? But I need to make X amount of money, and what I'm making, albeit though I am so grateful for what I'm making, I don't think it's going to cut it, and I need to find another way to, you know, long-winded like that. Okay? And it worked. It worked. They gave me more hours. They let me work overtime and actually ended up getting a raise. Like, you know, what if we bump you up to 4:30? Will that work? A 15-cent raise? Oh, my gosh, you are so generous. Yes, that will help. That will help. And any extra hours I could work, please. You know, and it was, hey, I got a 15-cent raise. Make it 4:30 an hour. I was in the money. I was in the money. So, I don't know what minimum wage was at the time. I think $3.75 an hour was minimum wage, or $3.50. I forget. So for me making $4.15, I was happy. But you know, sometimes just being honest, and what if you do think you deserve it? Okay, you know, I mean, you know, it's going to be kind of gutsy, and it depends on who you're talking to. But what if you think you deserve it? What if you know that other people are being paid less than you? You got to be careful because you don't want to accuse the boss. But, you know, what if you're like, you know, look, you know, I came here with this experience, this type of stuff. I'm doing multiple jobs. You know, when can I move into a position? You don't even have to ask for more money. You can ask, when can I move into a position because of all the things that I do that will be at a higher pay grade? You know? You don't have to ask for a sob story saying you're taking care of your mother or father. But, you know, and it's a very honest approach. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about e-hailing a cab and doctors liking skinny people more than non-skinny people. Really? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food. Food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
PrepperFest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. I want to look at this one real quickly. Where is the most stressful state to live? Now, we're about to talk about New York and the cabs, and I think it's really cool that they kind of have this e-hail cab system, although I'm a little nervous about, you know, the cab drivers getting distracted. I hope they don't have to look on their smartphone. I hope there's some sort of a way to communicate with them without them kind of looking away and running us over. But this is kind of very interesting. There is a Gallup survey of the most stressful states to live. New York did not win, from what we understand. The number one state that is the most stressful, I guess, is West Virginia. Are you kidding me? West Virginia. Isn't West Virginia in that West Virginia mountain mama take me home country road? Yeah, right? Is that West Virginia? Yeah, you think country road. Unless maybe the John Denver song stresses them out. I don't know. According to the results of a recent Gallup poll, West Virginia tops the list of the five most worrisome, stressed out states. Next comes Rhode Island. Then comes Kentucky. Number four comes Utah. Number five comes Massachusetts. Apparently, this was deduced by the Gallup poll asking 353,000 people across the United States over the course of 2012 the question, did you feel stressed a lot of the day yesterday? Over 47% of West Virginians answered yes. Then Rhode Island, Kentucky, Utah, and Massachusetts. Now, they say West Virginia, Kentucky, and Utah usually make it onto the stress list for each of the last 5 years. What if maybe they're just the most truthful? You know, maybe a lot of people in California, okay? I mean, look at California. I don't understand why California is the most stressed out state, right? They got huge taxes, okay? New York has a lot of taxes, but, you know, you got huge taxes in California. Everybody around you looks better than you do. You got, you know, pollution. You got long commutes. And you're telling me somebody's going to answer that question is, nah, no big deal. I don't know. I don't know if marijuana is legal. Oh, that's right. Where's Colorado in this? But remember, well, you know what? That was 2012. Okay, let me see. Who are the most happy states? Okay, I think the least worried states were, stressed out states were Hawaii. No shock there. Louisiana, Mississippi, Iowa, and Wyoming. Wyoming, I get. You know, Wyoming, it's funny. Wyoming gets forgot a lot about. Okay, Wyoming is probably one of our most beautiful states. Okay, in the 50 states. I mean, Alaska, Hawaii, I mean, they're all gorgeous. But a lot of people forget about Wyoming. The reason why they forget about Wyoming is usually on a map, Wyoming just kind of is square and kind of brownish in color. Okay, New York usually has a blue to it or a red to it. And I'm not talking about political. Blue or red. Because usually New York, you see New York kind of bluish, right? California, you see kind of orangish, yellowish. Florida, always orange and yellow. You notice that? All right. Wyoming, kind of brown. Colorado, part brown, part green. Seattle, greenish. But Wyoming, brown. All right. And so I think the brown color makes you kind of forget about it. Okay. Iowa, you would think would get forgotten about because it's kind of small and it's cute. Looks like a little puzzle piece in the middle of the whole state. But Iowa is so kind of centered that, no, you focus on it. But Wyoming, Idaho, those states a lot of times get ignored. Now, me, having lived in the West, you know, went to school up in Reno, very familiar with, you know, Northern California, the Pacific Northwest, you know, going to Montana, you get some Wyoming and you get some Idaho and you love it. Oh, my gosh, these are gorgeous, the gorgeous states. And so I can understand why Wyoming may not be that stressed because people don't really give it a lot of, you know, heed, right? You know, they kind of lay low, pretty important, you know. But congratulations to Hawaii and Wyoming, boasting the highest levels of enjoyment. According to Hawaii, just under 90% of residents said they experienced enjoyment the day before the surgery. I don't know if they have a lot of sex. My guess is Hawaiians are probably, you know, by the water a lot. Yeah, I don't know if it's sex. Okay, New York, though, doesn't seem to be saying they have a lot of fun. They said 82% of people living in the Empire State experienced enjoyment the day before the survey. All right, and they were in fourth place by New Jersey, Kentucky, and Rhode Island. Now, I guess some people who hail a cab in New York are going to be pretty happy because a judge has okayed New York City's plan to let taxi seekers hail rides electronically. Now, I didn't realize it was so difficult to hail a taxi cab. You know, every time I'm in New York, I mean, if I need a taxi cab, it's just right there. It's very easy. I mean, there's taxi cabs all over the place, you know. But I guess, you know, Supreme Court Justice Carol Huff wrote in dismissing a suit filed by livery cab owners, okay, allowing testing an e-hail system, okay. Huff also lifted an order that had temporarily blocked the program. All right. Taxi and Limousine Commissioner David Yasuki saluted the decision as a victory that expands riders' options. The market will ultimately decide which apps rise or fall. Now, we have an obligation to give the riding public that choice. Is this something you guys are really fighting for? I had no idea. Okay? Yet, the lawyer for the livery cab owners, Randy Mastro, says they are considering an appeal, and this decision is so fundamentally wrong in so many respects. I guess e-hail systems have been used in other cities. I guess what you get to do is there's an app. You get to request a ride. All participating cabbies within a certain distance will get told that you're there. And the first driver that gets to you gets the fare. All right? Car service owners thinks that this is unfairly blurring a legal line between yellow and livery cabs, which are barred from picking up passengers on streets and depend on prearranged rides. I guess the livery cab owners... says, what if you have a senior citizen that doesn't have a smartphone? See, you know, okay, how I look at this is, you know, isn't that going to, aren't cab drivers not going to like this? Because if they all have to go try to find somebody, and, I mean, and nobody's around, or they think, let's say, that somebody already picked them up, right? Or they think they're going to race over somewhere, and that person's not going to be there. I don't know. I don't get it. Now, if you're a cab driver, let me know what you think. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just kind of get nervous about everything getting computerized, right? I think hailing a cab is cool. Just kind of stick your hand out there. You go, cab, please. They know, right? You get in. You're like, hi, this is where I want to go. I want to go to 34th Street in 2nd. They're like, well, we're at 33rd Street in 2nd. Oh, all right. Well, then, you know, how much for the block, right? And then you pay the minimum fee, and then you get out, and you're like, oh, I rode a cab. It was fun. Doctors are nicer to thin patients, according to this one study. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore found that hospital doctors are nicer to the thin patients than those who are overweight. They discovered that doctors are no less professional in diagnosing or treating larger patients' illnesses, but their bedside manner changes when they address them. Now, see, this is interesting, because wasn't there a study saying doctors a lot of times are more rude to smokers? And a lot of smokers are skinnier, so I don't know about this one. But they say this attitude could have a negative impact on the health of overweight patients, as the research shows that a lack of empathy between a doctor and a patient could reduce the effectiveness of health advice. I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I mean, you know, if you look at the whole BMI, a lot of people that don't look obese are technically obese, all right? And, you know, most of my obese patients, they are so friendly. I mean, I've had some real mean, bitter people coming into my office. A lot of times they're skinny. So I don't know if I would say, you know, that doctors get along better with the skinny patients. Now, I do have to say, I give kudos to my patients who are trim and working out. And I have to say, you're doing a damn good job. Keep it up, you know. But a lot of my heavy patients that make great strides in losing weight, and, you know, bringing down their cholesterol and their diabetes, I commend them as well, too. You know, so I think positive reinforcement is important for all patients. But if you guys are noticing that you seem to be a little bit more discriminated against because of how you look, you know, I'd like to know about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.